We have just celebrated the 89th birthday of a truly remarkable person, Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, the founder of modern Kadampa Buddhism, a spiritual guide of thousands of people throughout the world. If I were to talk of his good qualities or attempt to list his extraordinary achievements, I would never finish. He has shown through his example, through his dedication, an unwavering commitment to the welfare of this world. Through his own experience, he has found an inner path that leads to true lasting happiness, complete freedom from suffering. And throughout his life, has shared this path with us, guiding us how to enter, how to progress along, how to complete this path. He has touched the lives, he has touched the hearts of literally thousands of people throughout the world. By following the path of his Dharma, the teachings of Buddha, presented in a modern way for the people of this world, presented in a way that is easy to understand, presented in a way in which we can swiftly attain accomplishments. By following this Dharma over the more than 40 years since he came to the West, we have seen so many people derive immediate and long-term benefit. Those of us who have had the good fortune to have met him and worked alongside him over all these years can testify to the gentleness and kindness and compassionate nature of his personality. Someone who, despite all of his accomplishments, all of the books he has written, teachings he has given, centers he has opened, teachers he has trained, endless achievements, he has always remained calm, kind, compassionate. Never see a trace of anger or frustration in him. Just gentleness as a way of life. At this time in this world, which in so many ways is rough, which in so many ways is dysfunctional, which in so many ways is encouraging us to focus only on ourselves and neglect others, a world in which it's okay that there are thousands and thousands, millions and millions of people suffering physically, suffering mentally. In this world, he has shown us how to be selfless, how to put the welfare of others at the forefront of our mind and at the forefront of our activities. And what he demonstrates through his own life and what we come to understand by following him is that the true path to fulfillment and happiness lies in cherishing others. It lies in a deep dedication in our heart, a good heart, deeply wishes for everyone to be free from suffering, for everyone to experience true lasting happiness. And it makes me think how important it is for everyone to meet such a person, how necessary it is for everyone to have a true spiritual guide, somebody without a selfish intention, somebody with genuine, authentic equanimity and compassion, somebody with deep wisdom, whom we can follow, whose example we can emulate, who we can rely upon for practical advice on how to conduct our life. There are many people in the world today, many powerful people, I mean, we call them leaders, world leaders. But do we find someone whose example we wish to follow, somebody who we want to become like? I believe that if we have the strong wish to meet a person, a true spiritual guide, someone who will not take advantage of our need for help, for direction, for guidance, someone motivated by a kind, good heart, we will meet such a person. We will find such a person. And when we do, it will be as if we have met Buddha himself, as if Buddha has returned to this world to teach us the Dharma that leads to permanent inner peace and that empowers us to help others in the same way. I think this wish to meet a pure, qualified spiritual guide is so important. And I also believe that if we have this wish, we will meet such a person.